Page 110. Read. Understanding Viruses with Max Axiom, Super Scientist.
Viruses may be small, but they can cause many kinds of diseases and illnesses in the human body. Today, Super Scientist Max Axiom hopes to get a better understanding of these fascinating tiny visitors.
Viruses are much smaller than bacteria. They're so small that you can't see them with a regular microscope. You need a powerful electron microscope like this one to see them. Here's a virus that causes the common cold.
Viruses cause many diseases in plants, animals, and people. I'll shrink down to their size to take a closer look. I'll need to get smaller than cells and bacteria for a good view of viruses. Just like bacteria, viruses come in many different shapes, like balls, bullets, and rods. This is polio, a virus that can paralyze people it infects. Here's the influenza virus, which causes the flu.
Later that day...
Thank goodness the body has an immune system to fight viruses. Let's look at how our bodies defend themselves. Your skin acts like a suit of armor. Its top layer is made of dead cells, so viruses can't find live cells to infect. But if you have a cut or scrape, viruses may get in. They can infect the live cells underneath your skin. Your body fights viruses in other ways as well. When you breathe in viruses, some of them get trapped in your nose hairs. Some of the viruses that make it past the hairs get trapped in a slimy fluid called mucus. Mucus carries the viruses to the back of the throat, where they are swallowed. When the viruses reach your stomach, they're usually destroyed by stomach acids. But sometimes, a few viruses get past these first defenses. Then, they are able to infect cells. But our bodies have yet another defense against viruses. Let's enter the bloodstream for a closer look at a cell under attack. We fight back with white blood cells in our bloodstream. When our cells are under attack, white blood cells come to their aid. White blood cells can kill the virus or the infected cell.
At one time, people knew very little about viruses. Thanks to scientists like Max Axiom, humans can know much more about these viruses and how to stay healthy when they attack.